AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Now that the UN's nuclear watchdog agency has certified that Iran has complied with agreements reached last summer in a nuclear deal with the U.S. and five other major powers, the director of nonproliferation policy at the Arms Control Association says the world is much safer.
Several years ago, Iran's nuclear capacity was expanding unchecked. So today's deal really marks a historic milestone. You know, right now, Iran's nuclear capabilities have been significantly rolled back.
But Kelsey Davenport says no one should think that the nuclear deal will bring an end to conflicts between Washington and Tehran.
This relationship has been marked by decades of mistrust. It also isn't going to solve all of the problems, you know, within the Middle East. But I think what it does is it opens the door for communication and for the U.S. to work with Iran on shared concerns in the region.
In the meantime, AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the administration is insisting that a prisoner swap was not part of the nuclear deal.
There was, we're told, no quid pro quo. However, administration officials acknowledge talks about freeing the captives did grow out of the relationships established in the nuclear negotiations. And the talks accelerated in recent weeks as the nuclear deal's implementation approached. So it was only natural the prisoner exchange was announced at roughly the same time.
Addressing the South Carolina Tea Party coalition, Donald Trump said the Iran nuclear deal is not a fair deal.
We give them $150 billion. We give them essentially 22 people, but these are people that really did have problems, and we're getting back four people that didn't do anything wrong. That's the way we negotiate. It's so sad.
This is AP Radio News. The Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs will watch the Super Bowl on TV. The Packers were beaten Saturday night in overtime in the NFC divisional playoff game by the Arizona Cardinals. Earlier, the Chiefs fell to the Patriots in the AFC divisional playoffs. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says the Patriots are the defending Super Bowl champions for a reason.
Listen, I thought they did a good job. You're playing the reigning Super Bowl champs. They got healthy and had everybody out there. And you get to this level, that's the way you need to roll. So. I think they did a nice job, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
The Arizona Cardinals will play the winner of Sunday's game between the Seahawks and Panthers for the NFC title. The Patriots will play the winner of the Broncos-Pittsburgh Steelers game for the AFC title. The winners will play in the Super Bowl next month. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.